Chapter 8. Beauty was happy in the castle. The Beast came to see her every night. They had dinner together. They talked to each other. Beauty liked the Beast. He was a good creature. I like talking to him, Beauty thought. He was not very clever. Beauty learnt a lot about the Beast. He is not ugly any more, Beauty thought. I like eating dinner with him. The Beast came to the dining room every night. It was always at the same time. He always came to eat at 9 o'clock. Every night the Beast asked, "Will you marry me?" Every night Beauty said, "No, I will not." One night the Beast said, "Will you marry me?" "Beast, please stop asking me. I cannot say yes to you. You know I will not lie to you. You know I will not mean it," Beauty said. "I have to ask. I know I am ugly. I love you. I love you so much. I know that I am lucky. Live here with me and promise me that you will never leave me," the Beast said. Beauty blushed. She looked at the magic mirror every day. She saw her father every day. He was sick. The merchant made himself sick. He was worried about Beauty. Beauty wanted to see him again. "I promise to never leave you, but I want something first. I want to go and see my father again. He is sick. I need to show him I am alive. I need to show him I am happy. I will worry about him. It will make me sick. I will die if I don't see him. Then I will come back. I will never leave you," Beauty said. "I do not want you to be unhappy. I do not want you to die. Go and see your father. Stay with him. I will be unhappy. I will die," the Beast said. "No," Beauty cried. "I love you so much. I won't let you die. I promise I will come back. I will not stay away for long. I will stay with my father for a week. I will come back after a week. My father is all alone. My sisters got married. They left him. My brothers went to the army. They are never home," Beauty said. "You can go and see him tomorrow. Good night, Beauty," the Beast said. He stood up. He left the dining room. Beauty finished dinner. She went to bed. She was very upset. "The Beast is sad that I'm going," Beauty sighed. "I do not want him to be sad." Beauty woke up. She was not at the castle. She was at her father's house. She was in her old room. She was in her old bed. There was a little bell next to the bed. She rang the bell. The maid came to the room. The maid saw Beauty. She screamed. She ran to the merchant. "Beauty is here," she said. The merchant was so happy. He was not sick any more. He ran to Beauty's room. He hugged his daughter. He did not let go of her for an hour. "I have no clothes here," Beauty said. "There is a chest next door. It is full of clothes. It has gold and diamonds in it," the maid said. "Oh, Beast, you are very good. You are very kind. I will only wear the plain clothes. I will send the other clothes to my sisters," Beauty said. The chest disappeared when she said this.